Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Let me ask you this. Have you moved away from team sports in favour of personal training in the gym? Well, new research has looked at the benefits of sport on both our personal health and the economy, highlighting that our attitudes to working out or training have changed as we move away from team sports like rugby or hurling, with the increase in popularity of newer approaches to fitness like yoga. For more on this report published today by Sport Ireland and Sheffield Hallam University's Sport Industry Research Centre, we're joined by Dr. Una May, Sport Ireland Director of Participation and Ethics. Dr. May, you're very welcome to Drive Time. It's extremely interesting, this report, isn't it? It tells us a lot about ourselves. It highlights the economic benefit of participating in sport. The health benefit has a knock-on effect in the economy. And people, I know, get annoyed sometimes when you talk about the economic benefit of personal training, but that is the reality, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and thanks very much for inviting me along to speak to you today about this report. The report is very interesting, and it does demonstrate a very significant contribution that sport makes, as you say, not just to our personal health, but to the economy in general. And I think that's very important when it comes to recognising the value of any investments that are made in sport. So those investments, when investments are made in sport, the sport returns that investment in value. Mm-hmm. And that value is not just in quantifiable in economic terms, but also in physical health terms. And I think, as you mentioned, we've demonstrated in this report a very significant contribution to the reduction in the case of diseases, and the most common diseases in Ireland.
What disease? You might give me the headline on that.
Work? What we've looked at is the most common diseases that occur in Ireland. So, and in Ireland and in Europe, and unfortunately Ireland's incidence of and prevalence of disease is quite a bit higher than other parts of Europe. So the most prevalent issues around, for example, mental health, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease and stroke, depression, dementia, all these are amongst the top prevalence diseases with prevalence in the country. And what we've looked at is the risk reduction in being physically active. So people who are meeting the National Physical Activity Guidelines, which aren't a whole lot, it's only 150 minutes of moderate activity a week. So that's 30 minutes five days a week. Mm-hmm. So the reduction in risk of those diseases, so taking, for example, type 2 diabetes, you're 40% less likely to get type 2 diabetes if you maintain a moderate level of physical activity.
Wow, that is an incredible reduction, isn't it?
It is a huge reduction, and it's very significant from a personal point of view, but it also has implications to the economy as a whole. So mm-hmm. the cost of treating those kind of diseases is very significant to the economy. So this report calculates not just the benefit personally and to us in terms of health benefits, mm-hmm. but also in terms of the value to the economy of those the investment. So it I suppose advocates on behalf of investment in sport and physical activity. So as I said, there's a return in terms of the economy of sport and the economy of the country, and sport contributes significantly to the economy of the country, but also significantly contributes to the reduction in costs in health.
What's interesting, Dr. May, about this study as well is that it tells us about the sports or the types of sports that we're actually playing as opposed to what we were. I mean, for example, hurling and rugby, they've fallen out of the top 10.
Yeah, so that's the context in which we've calculated the value of sport. So the information gathered there about the participation rates is information we gather every 2 years through our Irish Sports Monitor, which captures the sport and physical activities that people participate on a regular basis. The comparison made in this report is between the previous report in 2008. So since 2008, we have a significant increase in the percentage of the population who are active. So although some of those more popular team sports that you've referred to are not in the top 10, that's not to say there are less people participating. There's more people participating in sport in general. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's reflected then when we look more closely at the value of sport and the contribution that sport makes to the economy. Mm-hmm. So, for example, membership of fitness clubs, sports clothing and footwear. So those kind of impacts are felt more by the changing patterns of behaviour. And those changing patterns of behaviour are down to policy changes, but also generally just changes in demographics. So the population is aging. you tend to find that the personal exercise is more attractive to people as they become older, and they have their time is more limited, and there are more pulls on their small amount of time they have.
And do you know, when you say personal exercise, is that basically the gym, is it, or what does that mean?
It's mostly consists of the gym, but also things like you know boot camps and any of these kind of camps and programs that people take part in, maybe in their parks and things. Obviously, in more recent times, there's been an increase in that kind of activity. So it could be at home, as well.
Yeah. A lot of people will have exercise videos or something. I might just give people some of the figures on this, because it's quite interesting. You get the sense, sure, looking on social media, that everybody is swimming these days. But actually, swimming has gone from 6% in 2008, popularity of 6%, to 9% in 2019. It's not the jump that maybe people might have been expecting. Personal exercise, as you've said, that's really jumped from 6% to 16%. Jogging, 3% in 2008, up to 7% running, I think they're the same thing if I can compare them. And then soccer has gone down, that's the team sport, from 5% popularity to 3% popularity in 2019. Ones stand out to you?
Firstly, it is important to see that the increase in the number of the population, the percentage of the population, has gone from 31% of the population being regularly participating in sport in 2008 to 46% in 2019. So that's really significant in terms of all the benefits we've been outlining now. But it also does, as I said, skew those figures in some way, bearing in mind that demographically, as I said, the population is also ageing. And we do find that in amongst the younger population, so amongst our children, there is a much higher level of interest in the team sports. And even not just children, but younger adults, the team sports are more popular. But we age, those kind of vigorous sports tend to be a little bit less popular.
Do you know what worries me about that? And you can tell me if I'm right to be worried or not, is that it doesn't matter what age you are, really. You need to be among social circles and groups, because we know that loneliness is a pandemic all of its own. Isn't that right? So you might be getting your allocation
That's a very good point, actually, and it's a very important point, because what we've also done is we've looked at volunteering, and we find that participation in sport, often particularly in those more team-based sports, participation moves from active participation to what we refer to as social participation, where people volunteer and contribute to the development of those activities beyond the actual participation themselves. And volunteering is something else that we've put a value on. It's not a monetary value, but we've put a value of somewhere in the region of €1.5 million worth of contribution through volunteering in sport. And that's what keeps the sector going, and that's what provides the opportunities, and it's a perpetuating cycle, I suppose.
Look, I don't have an awful lot of time for the last question, but I do really want to ask it. Did you research at all as to why adolescents especially fall out of sports?
Well, we've actually, separate to this report, we've done quite a bit of work on this area. So this is a really big area of concern, and there are a lot of different reasons for it. We've looked at the type of opportunities that children and young people have through their I suppose, traditional opportunities they get in schools. We have focused heavily on trying to increase the number of different opportunities and the range and variety of sporting opportunities that people have. Mm-hmm. There are so many personal kind of and social kind of reasons why people do give up, but amongst them is definitely the association people have with certain sports, and they label themselves at a very early age as sporty or non-sporty, and we're trying very hard to
find out why. Okay, well,
persuade them that sport is more than just team sports, that there are lots of opportunities out there.
We'll have you back for sure and discuss that research when you've concluded it, but I must say, one of the best titles we've heard in a long time, Sport Ireland Director of Participation and Ethics, Dr. Umina May. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive.
Thank you very much.